Tensions rise between North and South Korea. Europe's economic crisis opens doors for marketplace missions. And just in time to remember soldiers on Memorial Day, the ministry sends audio Bibles to the front. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. If it's possible, tensions between North and South Korea rose even higher this week. North Korea invalidated all agreements designed to prevent an escalation of war along the demilitarized zone. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
"What could certainly mean that North Korea plunges headlong into total insanity and goes to war with the South. There would be millions of casualties."
When asked if they expected to see a jump in oppression against believers, Mueller replied,
"There's more scrutiny on the border with China. People who've been able to flee as refugees are being captured, and when they're captured, they're turned into labor camp convicts. Secondly, the underground networks of believers are being under more pressure as a result of more government infiltration."
If ever there was a time to lift up believers in North Korea, it's now.
There's no question about it. It's the number one prayer request of North Korean believers, and they've specifically been praying over this last year for Western Christians to pray for revival.
Next, with Europe's debt crisis hanging like a dark cloud over its economic prospects, Christians believe this period could be a great time for using business as mission. That's why they're gathering today in Bulgaria for Intersect 2010. Spearheaded by Greater Europe Mission and other ministries, business professionals from around the globe will discuss how God wants to use the marketplace to make himself known throughout Bulgaria and beyond. Pray that God would use this event to shake Europe for Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the Indian states of Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, Christians are a stagnant minority. What few remain, Hindus intimidate, shutting down churches and kicking them out of their homes. One such believer is a Bibles for the World-supported pastor, Tanga Trete. Moy Padaiti says he lost his home.
"Unfortunately, the landlords are unwilling to extend the rent. Also, they no longer allow the church services to be held in the apartment and to store the supplies of Gospels and Bibles.
They found a new church building, but lacked the funds until
this past week, the $50,000 grant came, and we are able to take possession of the building."
God's hand is visible in other ways. Weekly, new believers are baptized, becoming evangelists to their own communities. Pastor Tanga believes
these are the direct results of the Bibles and Gospels we have been distributing in Chandigarh and other cities in Punjab.
Their stores of Bibles are running low. Visit our website if you can help replenish them. Meanwhile, this weekend in the United States, Memorial Day will be celebrated to honor those who served and are serving in the military. John Wilkie of Faith Comes By Hearing says they developed a unique way to support troops while also sharing the scripture.
These troops were taking audio Bibles overseas with them on deployment, and they came back from overseas and said, "You need to make something for us." So we put our engineers to task, and they came up with the military Bible stick.
Wilkie says they've distributed over 40,000 Bible sticks to chaplains to give to their troops. No larger than a pack of chewing gum, their size isn't the only thing that makes them an easy way to share the gospel.
The young people that are serving in our military today are really an audio-visual generation because they've just grown up with technology. There's also a lack of readership amongst that same group.
For Memorial Day,
we've worked with the churches to help supply the chaplains with these. So there's about 400 churches that are going to actually be doing a dedicated offering to show their support for the troops.
Go to our website to get involved. And since 2002, AMG Spain has seen the number of churches and pastors in Cuba double, with 55 churches and 50 pastors there now. Across the island, these believers influence over 5,000 people with the hope of Christ. Most of these pastors received their education at the Las Palmas Camp, Bible School, and Seminary. But AMG says currently the seminary is in urgent need of repairs and supplies, and transportation is very costly. Consider partnering with AMG to help in the Cuba Project sponsored pastors. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.